What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
Now's the time to start planning for how you will set your practice apart or take that next step in your career. Join us in the iconic city of Las Vegas, Nevada for Vision Expo West, September 18th through the 21st. And as a special gift to our listeners, we're sharing our free registration link. Just head to http://visionexpolv2019.com/defocusmedia, and you'll be able to enter the conference and exhibit hall for free. Vision Expo West is the complete event for ophthalmic professionals where eye care meets eyewear and education, fashion, and innovation mingle. Educate yourself and your staff with more than 300 hours of education and 23 specialty tracks to deliver improved patient care and grow your business. In the exhibit hall, you can shop more than 5,000 fashion and luxury brands for an unforgettable buying experience. Test drive the latest industry advances in medical and diagnostic equipment, contact lenses, solutions, and therapeutics. What we love most about Vision Expo here at Defocus is the chance to expand your knowledge and your career by engaging in essential learning and networking that extends past the classroom and onto the show floor and beyond. This year's educational and networking highlights include Opticon at Vision Expo, which will offer a comprehensive package that includes up to 15 hours of education, exhibit hall access, and more. New educational focuses, including a myopia track, leadership forum, and interactive workshops. And the exhibit hall destination, The Bridge, will make its debut at Vision Expo West with a full schedule of events. This is the central place to be learning, networking, and socializing with other eye care enthusiasts. And let's not forget the parties. Attendees can experience the glamour of Las Vegas and connect with members of the Vision community from across the world at the annual ODs on Facebook party and the Vision Expo opening night party. Stay tuned to Defocus Media for more exciting announcements, and don't forget to register today for free at http://visionexpolv2019.com/defocusmedia.
Greetings, colleagues, and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover, and today I'm riding solo. Jen is not with me, but I'm still going to hold it down because I have another fellow podcaster, my friend, my colleague, Dr. Amy Rizicka.
Hi, thank you for having me here.
Thank you. Did I get your last name right, or did I jack it up like I do everyone else's name?
You got it right. You got it right on the ball.
So where is this last name from?
It's actually Eastern European. It's my husband's last name. I'm actually Dominican, so my maiden name is just as difficult, so it wouldn't have made a difference.
Well, for those that don't know who you are, Amy, I mean, I listen to your podcast all the time, and you have great content, and I really like what you're doing in the eye care industry, the eye care spectrum. Let's just get a little background about who you are. If you could introduce yourself, tell us where you went to optometry school, where you practice. Let's get to know you a little bit better here.
Perfect. Thank you. So as you said, my name's Amy Rizicka, and I currently am an optometrist. I went to school in San Antonio, Texas, and the name of the school is Rosenberg School of Optometry. Right now, I'm practicing in Northern Kentucky at Clarkson Eye Care, which is a corporation practice, private practice kind of model.
Awesome. So you went to one of these new optometry schools then, right?
Sure did.
You were probably the first class that graduated, or the second, I take it?
We were actually about 5 or 6. I don't know the exact number.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about this optometry school. What made you choose that school in particular?
So I actually wasn't planning on going to this optometry school, but when I went for my interview, I had a great experience there. Not only was the weather wonderful in San Antonio, Texas, but when they went over what they believed in and their mission and their statements, they had mentioned something called leadership and service. And the moment they said that, it really grasped my attention, because giving back and leading are really characteristics that I value. And this school embraced that. So I wanted to make sure that I had my education in a school that embraced the characteristics that are important to me.
Awesome. And when you went, did they hold up to that? Was it true in regards to their mission statement?
Yes, they did. They actually, we had a mission trip coordinator there. And every year they offered week-long mission trips that you can go to. And we did a lot of service community projects around the school. And then they also had a lot of private practice meetings and leadership meetings that you can attend. So definitely held up to what they were saying.
Awesome. Now, have you been able to do any mission trips back home in the DR?
I have not been to the DR to do any mission trips. I would love to do that. I have not come across any eye care mission trips there. There's a lot of other kind of mission trips in that location. I've only been to El Salvador and Guatemala as far as my international mission trips.
You've only been, I mean, that's pretty exciting. So can we talk about this a little bit more in detail? Because I haven't been to either place. So tell me a little bit about it.
So there are both two different kinds of mission trips. The one in Guatemala was only optometrists, but the really nice part about it is that this clinic was built by an ophthalmologist there, and he travels there about once a year, and the optometrists travel separately. And we just do full eye exams, and if they need surgery, write it down on his schedule. And we're able to provide customized glasses that are shipped from the U.S. back to them, customized frames. They actually get to pick out their frames and do full eye exams in a full lane in a really small indigenous town in Guatemala. And then in El Salvador, it is a multidisciplinary kind of trip where you get to dig deeper in with ophthalmology right next to you. So that's really nice because, one, you can shadow surgeries and see a lot more advanced pathology, but you also get to refer people that same day and then see them the following days and just see kind of an instant gratification where people are just happy right away. And you also do glasses at that time too, but you go through some donated glasses through the Lions Club. So it's a little bit different as far as how that goes.
Awesome. Now, these are Spanish-speaking countries, correct?
Yes, yes, they are.
Do you speak Spanish as well?
Yes, Spanish was my first language. Most people can't tell when they hear me. But if I mess up...
Those people will stop judging you now.
If I mess up a word here or there, some of my English is a little twisted. It's probably because of that. I learned English when I was 8 and had a lot of extra English classes after school to work on my English.
So how cool is that to be able to go back and give back to a Spanish-speaking community? I mean, when these patients are talking to you, are they surprised that you're able to speak Spanish and their eyes just light up? I mean, how is that interaction?
Oh, yeah. They're blown away because they don't expect someone, they're listening to me speak to other people that are American, and then I turn around and I just go for it. And they're like, hold on. What's going on? But it's also what's also really neat, actually, something that you brought up that made me think, actually, is that it also shows these other people that you can make it, you can do it. There's hope and opportunity for you and like studying and things like that. So I'm just another person that it's just a good role model for them.
You know, one thing that I really love about you, and this is how I even came across getting to know you, was on social media. You've done a great job about personal branding and just having the right aesthetics when it comes to your Instagram and your social media platforms and even your website as well. How important is branding and, you know, social media when it comes to being an eye care professional?
Well, first, thank you. Thank you for the shout out there. Personal branding is very important in eye care. I think that it's actually should be integrated into how we practice as eye doctors. It's interesting because we're the part of medicine where optometry and ophthalmology, we're here to make sure that people are healthy and that we prevent blindness. But we also are part of that person's characteristic because of either the glasses that they're wearing or their contact lenses they're wearing, or maybe even keeping their eyelids clean. We're part of everything. So in order to show people that we are part of their aesthetic, we have to go ahead and brand ourselves and have something that makes us unique so that everyone understands the services that we're able to offer outside of healthcare.
And is this something that you just picked up on your own, or is this something that your school actually started to educate you guys about? Because I know when I was in school, you know, that business aspect, that marketing aspect, it really wasn't taught. You know, this is something that me personally, I learned just on my own by playing around on social media. And also, I was blessed enough to be a technician prior to going to optometry school and selling glasses as well. And I think that really helped make me, you know, have the brand that I have right now, just simply because of that experience and background.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Our school did not touch base on that. And I am a fellow technician also prior to going to school. I did it all on my own. A lot of YouTube videos, a lot of research. I think also sometimes you have to reach out to others and just figure out what they're doing. It's okay to ask for help. And I think that's probably the biggest hurdle is just going outside of your comfort zone and saying, hey, I need help in learning how to do something and just going for it.
Yeah, I agree. I think you hit the nail on the head. And especially when it comes to YouTube, I mean, YouTube is gold. I mean, like whatever you need, you can find on YouTube. I probably said this a million times on this podcast, but I had no clue about how to edit a podcast. I had no clue on how to, you know, put together a flyer for promotion for a podcast. I had no clue how to create a website or maintain a website. But all thanks to YouTube, I've been able to accomplish all those things. And, you know, there's a lot of different apps out there that really make it a lot easier as well.
Yes, yes, I completely agree. And it's really easy to find which ones are the best and which ones aren't that great. And, you know, anyone could always reach out to myself or even you if they just need help in figuring that out, which direction to go.
How are you going to volunteer my services? You think I want to help everybody in the world? I'm just playing. I do. Feel free to hit me up, guys. I'll definitely give you a hand. It's no doubt about it. All right.
I couldn't take all the credit.
right. I appreciate the love as well. So, Amy, let's talk about this a little bit more. You know, what apps are you using or what platforms are you using when it comes to just creating content for Instagram, for example? I know Jen and I, we like to use Canva. Lately, I've been using Over. What are you using to create some of your visuals when it comes to promoting?
So I've gone through a lot and I can't name all of them, but Over is my jam. It is great. You can do so much with it. I would say Over, hands down, is the best app as far as creating content.
Yeah, and I saw something that they're going to actually bring it online as well, as far as on a website. So I can't wait to actually be able to see this and do it on my computer. I love doing it on my cell phone because it's easy to do on the go. Or a lot of times I'll do like the visuals when my wife is shopping or something and I'm sitting there just chilling. I'm able to just pull out my cell phone and whip something together pretty nicely. But it is something about being able to see something on a computer screen and see all the detail as well.
Yeah, they do a really good job at also introducing you to new aspects of visual art. There's a lot of things that I have ideas of and then I go on Over and I read a lot of their blogging and I go, oh, now I can apply this and play with this new aspect and new feature. And it just makes your imagery and your page just pop out even more.
That's so true. And I really love how they'll show you like different colors that combine like perfectly together. And you're able to actually take that, incorporate it to your post as well to make that ultimate visual.
Exactly. You know? Yes. Yes.
What I want to get into next is really your podcast, Q&E. I mean, what does Q&E stand for? Why did you get started with this podcast? And just break it down for us, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. So Q&E stands for questions and eyes. I pretty much last winter, I was repeating myself a lot to patients all the time. And patients are curious and they ask questions and that's fine. Though you run into this problem where you don't have that much time to be in there telling them everything about of what's going on with their vision or whatever, or their healthcare. And then I also noticed that there was a lot of overlap between eye care and other fields such as dermatology or primary care, pediatricians, things like that. So I was like, let's go ahead and let's make something where I can provide access just to everyone in healthcare. So I wrote maybe like one or two blogs. And then I realized that, well, not everyone has the time to sit here and read my blogs all the time because we're all really busy. We're in the car a lot. Or we're with family, and it's really easy just to turn something on and listen to it if you don't have to use your eyeballs. So that's when I went ahead and I consulted with some family and friends, and I decided to venture into recording myself and going into this podcast and building what I have now as far as Q&E.
See, I like what you're doing. You know, you're taking a different approach from a lot of podcasters that's in the eye care realm. Like myself and Jen, we're more business to business or business to eye care professional. You're really changing that dynamic and actually taking the approach of business to patient or business to consumer. And I haven't seen anyone really do that. So I think that's pretty cool. What has been your feedback so far in regards to your patients or those that actually listen to the podcast?
So it's been really helpful. It's really started conversations. I've recently had, for instance, a patient that needed vision therapy. I had them listen to the vision therapy podcast, and the parent actually felt a lot more comfortable, even understood more as to what it entailed. And it actually provided a full circle of care rather than whatever time I had in the 5 minutes or 10 minutes to talk to them about it. So it just filled in the gaps that were there before, and it made it a lot easier to have a conversation.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I think that's cool because, you know, if you can get someone, you know, thinking prior to sitting in that chair, it really changes the game. Number one, they're going to understand, you know, what you're talking about a little more in detail. And then number two, they're going to be prepared for when you tell them that, hey, this is going to cost X amount of dollars, because they understand all that goes into that care.
Correct. Yes. It also makes it easier for patients to understand the full picture of eye care being integrated with other fields too. I like making that connection where we're primary eye care doctors, and I want patients to recognize that fully and understandably. and wholeheartedly.
You know, I would love for you to have someone on your show that is like a pediatrician or a rheumatologist, because, you know, pediatricians, they're always just checking the kids' VAs, but don't realize that they still need to send them to us to be seen. So to have them on the show and to give them the exposure that, yeah, kids still need routine eye exams every year, just because they do well on the Snellen chart doesn't mean that they're seeing well. I think that'll make, you know, a big impact in regards to that relationship. And for a rheumatologist, you know, these guys, they're putting folks on steroids all the time. And I feel like we need to be involved with that, because we need to check the pressures. You know, there are a lot of times people are putting on or put on prednisone and their pressures are probably through the roof and they don't even know it. And we don't know it because we haven't been part of that communication. So I think with you developing better dialogue with these specialists, with these primary care physicians, I think it'll make a big difference in patient care, but also make a big difference in eye care as well, as far as being partners with this total healthcare system.
Yes, yes. I look forward to what the future comes, and I have a future guest that will be on the show that are pediatricians. I don't have rheumatology yet, but pediatricians coming very, very soon. So I'm excited for that.
So something cool that you've been doing lately is actually having series. You know, a lot of folks don't really do series with podcasts, but you're innovative and you started that. What made you start doing series about various topics?
So what started my series is that I wanted to have a goal of not having any episode over 25, 30 minutes. And I realized that I had a lot to talk about, which I was not expecting at all, but it happened. And it was a great thing, great gift that was given to me. So I broke it up into series, and actually makes it really fun because I'm able to tell a story throughout multiple weeks and multiple episodes.
So, Amy, where do you see yourself in 5 years in eye care? Because, I mean, you clearly are a leader. You love to do mission trips. You're all about educating patients. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
That's a difficult question. But overall, where I see myself in eye care is having my own practice or being a partner within a practice. And my ideal practice community would actually include not just eye care. We'll also have like a psychologist or a mental health specialist, a pediatrician, and a primary care doctor, kind of making it a one-stop shop for your primary care.
Awesome, Amy. I love it. Well, Amy, I want to try something new with you today, all right? Are you down for that? Are you game?
I'm down, yes.
Awesome. Well, I want people to know who you are and to know you a little better. So we're going to do something that I want to call I Have Knowledge. Okay. I don't know if that's going to be the name, but we're going to stick with that for now. Okay.
Alrighty.
So basically what I'm going to do is ask you some questions. I'm going to give you two things and I want you to tell me which one you prefer, just so folks can get to know you better. Okay. And we're going to do it for 30 seconds. All right. But let's go ahead and get started. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. We're going to get started. Dry eye or glaucoma? Which one do you prefer to treat?
Dry eye.
Pizza or burgers?
Oh, that's a hard one. Burgers.
Xiidra or Restasis?
Xiidra.
Alaska or Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia.
Cruise or resort?
Resort.
Gucci or Prada?
Prada.
Lexus or Mercedes-Benz?
Lexus.
Volleyball or basketball?
Basketball.
Ski or snorkel?
Ski.
BioTrue One Day or Daily's Aqua Comfort Plus?
Daily's Aqua Comfort Plus.
Dress or slacks?
Dress.
Pink or purple?
Purple.
Comedy or action film?
Action film.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Ferrari or Bentley?
Ferrari all the way.
Heels or sneakers?
Oh, that's hard too. Heels.
All right. Well, you know, I thought it was going to take 30 seconds, but that was actually a minute. So, hey, we know you a little better, all right?
Some of those are very hard.
Right? I'm shocked that you like basketball over volleyball, because I know one time when we talked on the phone, I thought you were coming back from playing volleyball.
I was. But if I had to choose, I'd choose basketball.
Ah, I see. I like it. I like it. Amy, I really enjoyed having you on the show today. I love what you're doing in regards to the podcast. I mean, you're breaking it down for patients, making it an easier doctor-patient interaction so they have some knowledge prior to even coming in and see you. I love that you're a leader in the eye care community. I love that you're doing mission trips, and I love the personal branding that you're really pushing. For those that want to know a little bit more about you, or if they want to know how to use OverBetter, or if they just have a question, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Sure. You guys can go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Dr_Q&E, or on Facebook, Dr_Q&E also. And then my email address is qne.doctor@gmail.com. And when I say Q&E, that's Q-A-N-D-E. So it sounds kind of confusing, but I wanted to clarify that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for clarifying.
No problem.
And for those that want to actually listen to the podcast, when do you drop your material?
When there's a new series out, there will be a new episode every 2 weeks from the day of the start of the series. So you can follow on Instagram or on Facebook, and you'll know when a new series is coming out, and then you'll be able to listen every 2 weeks for a new episode.
Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast and remember, we keep it 2020 around here. Pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.